Great you're here. I know it's a walk, but don't start walking until I've explained a couple of things. During our time together, I'll ask you to stop so you can look through your phone from your world into mine. I'll wave my pole like this. To let you know when it's time to look through your phone screen. And I'll let you know when to start walking. So please wait for me. I know how the circus works. You don't have to have been born into the circus to see how the world is a circus, with its jugglers, contortionists and clown cars, and who knows who is doing this and that to bring us to the state the world is in now. The world needs us to adapt. To walk this promenade as if it was a tightrope will help you to be more nimble, aware of what's going on. My first kiss was on the tightrope. How I twirled with joy and terror. I'd never felt so alive. That's the gift of danger. It wakes you up. The seawall is as good a practice tightrope as any, strung between Newlyn here and the Jubilee Pool there, between land and sea, between what we know and what's to come. Learn to balance and you're better equipped in unfavourable weather, unexpected conditions. Before we start, you need to gauge those conditions. Lick a finger and hold it up. 3,000 miles of wind building across water, further than the harbour, than the Sillies, than Malinhead or Fitzroy, arriving here at your fingertip and already gone beyond. Well, that's true for the prevailing wind, at least. Is today's a crosswind, tailwind, gusty or slight? Where is it landing on your body? Actually, today's wind is... and such. So bear that in mind when you walk. So, face forward with the sea on your right and take a breath in. Then lift one foot up, forward, feel how your weight shifts as the foot sets down and breathe out before lifting the next. One foot, then the next. I'll be here all the while, a breath of air as you balance in whatever wind on this now wide, soon to be narrower line. If you can walk a tightrope, you can walk through the most tense of times. Keep walking as slow as you can. Don't worry about going too fast or too slow. Your speed is the right speed. I'll find you to ask you to stop in the right place. You'll need all the balancing skills you can muster if what happened to me happens to you. Because there's always more of it up there, high above you, where the air is less dense than down here at the surface. Feel the weight of your body shift from side to side. Keep an eye on the wind shadow on the water, the crumble of waves applauding your progress, or raging for better. We're all performers, however you see it, and we need to give it our best, whether with an audience or not. Because if this footpath is a rope, how small does that make you? On this little fringe of land on the edge of the North Atlantic. It was back in 2012 when sea washed Newlyn Green away, after one giant swoosh. All of it whished away. All this you're walking on ripped away to bare earth. Wind built from a watery royal that belongs to nobody but itself and the currents beneath. Remember to breathe with each step. The weight of your body moving to your rhythm. There's no controlling what anyone else is doing. Like that time back in 79, when Surf sprung herself loose with wind blowing 60 miles per hour. Off she went, away across the bamboo, away with the birds of paradise. Those were the strongest winds ever recorded here, so far. Checking your equipment is all part of this first lesson. You might not have a pole for balance, but you do have tools. Shoes, jacket, phone. Which are only helpful when we know their limits. Your phone, for example, might be able to forecast weather, but only you, wherever you are, will know what the weather is, how it is. For now, though, you're low. So small in the scheme of wind, your phone is simply the funnel between my breath and yours. And with it playing my voice in your ears, you might just begin to feel something of those miles fetched up here on this little fringe of land on the edge of the North Atlantic. Bring your attention to your skin and how the world brushes against it. How large that world is, swirling around you, through you and in you. Because if this footpath is a rope, how small does that make you? Yeah, pretty damn small in the scheme of things. We all are. Which is why I need more people than just me knowing how to walk the tightrope. One foot, then the next. Gulfstream whispers for waves to whisper. Waves, a rip of wind, a dispersal of light, tucking the air underwater. Everything swings around us. Settle into your core, one foot, then the next. One foot, then the next. All those miles fetched up here on this little fringe of land on the edge of the North Atlantic. Wind built from a watery royal that belongs to nobody but itself and the currents beneath. How small does that make you? I'll be here all the while, a breath of air as you balance in whatever wind. On this now wide, soon to be narrower line. If you can walk a tightrope, you can walk through the most tense of times. The most timely of times. The most trembling of times. The most teetering of times. The most stormy of times. The most unknown of times.